Welcome to Awakened Hearts. I am your host, Midge Noble. The Awakened Hearts podcast is a place where we choose compassion, loving kindness, and a heart-centered life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we were all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. Hey, Bodhi Seekers, and welcome back to Awakened Hearts. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and time with friends and family and good food, and that everything was peaceful and wonderful. So if that did not happen for you, my heart does go out to you, and I want to let you know that as we continue to grow, sometimes we have to take a look at what are we doing that is creating for us the same story. So tonight, not only are we going to explore how to move forward in 2019, setting intentions instead of possibly resolutions, and also how can we reset our story. So to start with, you know, if we continue to go around in circles, like we're with these people and this happens, or we're doing this and this happens, and it seems to be the same thing that just keeps coming around and coming around and coming around, is the same as someone saying, well, I can't get to sleep, and I can't stay asleep, and I can't get to sleep. The more we talk about and think about and expect the same patterns to happen, we are actually assisting ourselves in co-creating the wrong story for our life. I'm not saying that it's not true that you can't sleep. I have moments like that too, where I will be wide awake when it's time to go to bed, and it's hard for me to calm that down and to get some peace. I have found some assistance through an evening meditation that can relax me, or doing a gentle yoga stretching before bedtime. But I have to try to reset my patterns and expect different. Expecting differences in our lives is what draws them to us. You know, when we talk about the law of attraction and how what we put out into the universe comes back to us, like we're a big magnet attracting it back, part of what that means is that we have to be sure that we are thinking and feeling and absorbing in things that we're also sending out. So if I'm always talking about not being able to sleep, then my brain will continue to say, oh, she doesn't want to sleep. If I'm always talking about being sick or not being flexible or not being able to do whatever, the more I, you know, act as if I'm resisting it, like I don't want it to be there, it's still going to persist. So there's that quote, you know, if you continue to resist, it will persist. The more I try to push back against things that I don't want, I'm actually putting so much physical energy and emotional energy and thought energy into it, absolutely coming right back at me. So it's not about what our internal wishes are, it's what we're focused on. So if we continue to think the same thoughts, feel the same feelings, and do the same actions, we're absolutely drawing the one thing that we don't want to come back to us right back to us. So what are the old stories? You know, what do we need to clear up in 2019 that is getting in the way of our own success? So a lot of times people will make a resolution. Okay, it's 2019. What is your New Year's resolutions? Everybody's asking. I used to make resolutions and it absolutely never happened because I would make all of these things based on possibly what society wanted me to say, something that I knew had been judged for that I probably needed to change, but it was never an internal, heartfelt, driven intention. It was just, I resolve to lose this much weight. I resolve to, you know, wash the dishes every night before I go to bed. I resolve, you know, whatever it was. I resolve. But was my heart in it? I am learning so much that recently about how much our heart plays a key role into what we actually attract back to us. If I am not in it with my heart, then I am actually probably not in the right space to attract back to me what I really desire. So this year, I am making only an intention. You know, I'm not resolving anything, but I intend to move forward from my heart and make decisions every day to be a heart-centered, you know, person. And I'm also going to use that heart-centered perspective to follow my inspiration as I create this amazing gift in my life of my business, Empowering Awakened Hearts, LLC. I love, love this company. I love the fact that it will be and is being created from my heart and my desire to serve. And I love the fact that this company has exactly what I want it to be, is, you know, love and heart and being awakened. I want to be able to open the minds and the hearts of people who have thought that they had absolutely no right to be listened to, or they're stuck, they don't know what way to turn, they don't know how to do what they want to do, they have been, you know, so either shoved down by others, or they've shoved themselves down, or it's probably a combination of both. And now they feel powerless to make any changes. They think that the money's not there. They think that the time is not there. And I've been the same way. You know, it was like, if I had the money, I would. Well, you know what? I don't have any more money than I ever had, but I've been able to accomplish exactly what I set my mind to because my heart was in the intention to do something and I did it. I didn't have the money to spend, you know, I didn't have the money to write a check to do that Second Chances show when I decided to do that, but I found a way to increase my credit limit and I did it. It was important to me. I felt pulled into it. I didn't know why. I couldn't justify why. I couldn't explain why, but I knew it was something that I had to do. And as I've talked about that before on this show, that I have been so enriched by that show, not only because of the stories I heard and the stories I was able to tell of other people's lives, but by the connections I met. And all of those stories still resonate with me, and I'm still very grateful that I was able to have every person on that show that I had on that show. And as a bonus, I have long life friends now from that show. The money could have been a deterrent and should have been a deterrent for as much as I soaked into that show. But the outcome of that, there's no price on connections. I will never regret. Ever, ever, ever regret the money that I put into that show. And I never regret the times that I'm spending with people and being energized by people. That's why I love this show, because, you know, this podcast is all about connections and being able to know that people are hearing information that they may not hear anywhere else, but in the privacy of their own home, they can tune into, you know, Awakened Hearts, and they can be exposed to something that could be the key that unlocks a box for them that they've stuck themselves in. So I really want, as we continue on this journey together, I want you to line yourself up with heart-centered intentions. What is it that you really intend for yourself? Do you intend to be happy? Do you intend to feel contentment? Do you want to have a positive belief system? Do you want to feel enthusiastic or happy? Or do you want to be able to feel empowered and move past all of the woulda, coulda, shouldas? When I look back on my life, when my lifetime is over, whenever that happens to be, I really don't want to have regrets. I don't want to sit around and think, oh, I never did get that done. I really, really wanted to do that, and I didn't get to do it. And if I'm lining myself up with the right intentions, I'm not going to have regrets, because I'm going to systematically go through the things that are on my list of intentions and make sure that it happens. So how are we going to do that? In 2019, how are we going to get out of this box that we've put ourselves in, and how are we going to move forward? So stay tuned, and we're going to talk about it.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community.
Welcome back, guys. And also as a reminder, remember that if you go to my page and you can see the tab there that talks about sponsoring the show, if you would like to be a sponsor of Awakened Hearts and do a monthly donation to this podcast, it would be much appreciated. And I love hearing from you guys. So remember to download the message app so that you can get the message like from Anchor, and you can commit. You can connect with me through that, and I always appreciate hearing from you, listeners. So, how are we going to do this, guys? How are we going to knock 2019 out of the park by setting intentions that we can actually live with and live toward? So the first thing about setting an intention is you really got to look deep into yourself as to what do you want? What is your desire? You can say, well, my intention is to make $1 million. Okay, that's fine. You can intend anything you want, or my intention might be to donate more of my time, or my intention might be to be, more helpful to my family. Whatever it is, it could be an intention to do a self-help class, or you may want to hire a coach to clarify for you what direction you want to go, or to help you get into the direction you want to go. I have made leaps and bounds, you know, when I connect to a coach and when I've been in therapy. It really helps you stop spinning your wheels. You know, it's so hard for a surgeon, of course, to operate on themselves. And it's also extremely hard for a person to be introspective when they are managing all the chaos of their life, but someone else can look into our worlds and clearly, without a lot of baggage attached to it, be able to see where, you know, we may be spinning our wheels, or we may be drawing the wrong energy back to ourselves. So if we're able to give ourselves the gift of clarity, a coach can do that for you. As we go through these things, I want you to think about whether or not you have spun your wheels by yourself for long enough, and whether or not you really would benefit from having someone on the outside talk to you about ways that you could do things differently, and also give you some cool tips on how to stay focused on what you want to do. So the first thing I would say is decide that. You know, what is it that you've been trying to do that you really would like to have that as an intention for your life, but you just don't know how to do it? And do I need some help with that? Or do I really think I can try this on my own again and make it work? So clarify that for yourselves. And then think about what intention you want. You know, what is it that it may be one that, like I said, has been burning in your soul for a long time? Like, I really want to, you know, learn to play the guitar. I really want to volunteer here, or I want to quit this job and do something brand new that excites me, or I want to follow my bliss. You know, what is your intention? And once you set that intention, then what are you going to do about it? So one of my intentions for this year is to be more visible in the community. I work all the time and I love the people that I serve. I just don't have a lot of extra free time in my community. Most of my free time then when I take it is on the mountain. Or, you know, I'm really busy doing chores around the house here because if I'm not in the mountains, I'm here and I'm either working or I'm doing lots of projects. So, you know, it is my intention to be more visible in my community because I want to make connections with people here. I live here. I've lived here for a while, yet, and I know a lot of people, yet I don't get to spend really good quality time with them. You know, a lot of my friends I see, you know, so sporadically, and we, you know, we catch up on Facebook, we may make phone calls, you know, there are some that I see more than others, but as far as community connections, you know, it's hard for me to get out there. So my new intention is I am going to be more visible in my community. I have already set myself up to be on the board of one of the local businesses that's starting up, and I'm also going to be volunteering at a therapeutic horse farm in order to help out and to do some work with some of the kids out there. So that's my intention for this year, is to be more visible and to make good connections, to serve on a different level. So that's my intention. So when I set that intention, and I didn't wait until New Year's because I already knew that I wanted to do something more powerful for me. And so I had set this intention a couple of months ago. And it just so happened that as I was talking to someone, they invited me out to their farm. I was able to have a good conversation about what I might be able to offer. And then it was requested that possibly I be on the board of their organization. And I immediately said yes. Now, that's the impulsive part of me. But I also knew that being a yes person and being open to all new experiences leads me somewhere. So I don't know how long this will last or what my purpose on this board's going to be or how I might be able to serve, but I'm not going to say no to it because I'm not sure what it's going to be. And I want to leave myself open for this new experience, and I'm excited about it. And so when I set that intention, I then started looking for ways for that to come about. So I made a plan to start to reach out to some of the local groups to see how I could serve them and what kind of a relationship we could, you know, get going. And from that, I then got some callbacks and I set some meetings up. And this was one of the meetings that I had. So when I set my intention, then I had to figure out what steps would I take in order to make that happen. So I had to clarify some of my steps. You know, I need to make phone calls. I need to first find out who I want to call. So who am I interested in connecting with? Make a phone call, send an email, and then be open to saying yes to the possibilities that come my way. The way I know when to say yes is really important, because if you're just saying yes to everything, you could be drawn in 1,000 different directions and it may not be going toward my set intention. So even though it's my intention to be more visible in the community, I don't want to be visible in a way that goes against my own heart and my own purpose. And my purpose is to empower people and to provide them, you know, inspiration. So I'm not going to partner up with someone who may be negative or toxic or, you know, racist or, you know, against gay people. You know, I'm going to make sure that the connections I make are still lined up with who I am and what my purpose is. So that's when I knew how to say yes, because I know that this board and the person that I would be doing engagements with is a stellar person, and I want to make sure that that I'm connected to her, and it's going to be beautiful. Whatever we do together, I think is going to be really powerful and really beautiful. So I systematically went about going in the direction that I wanted to go, making connections, serving, you know, volunteering, looking for opportunities to also be financially abundant, and finding ways to continue to serve at my highest and best way. So it's already gone. It's already started. We're already moving forward. Here is the thing that can derail an intention, is my own belief system. So when I set that intention, that I wanted to be more visible, and I said yes to being on the board, then the mind gremlins start to come. Well, what do you know about being on a board? How do you know anything about this? You got bit by a horse when you were little. Why would you go to a horse farm, for crying out loud? So, you know, there were all these things that started, you know, bombarding my head. So when that happens, you clearly know that you're holding on to either fears or resentments or regrets or some kind of rejection. And it's beginning to be this little mind, you know, thing that can lock you back into that box. And so that's an opportunity for me to say, okay, whoa, that's a pun. Whoa, horsey. Yeah. You know, back off and try to figure out where this is coming from. And it's, for me, it's usually based in some sort of insecurity that, you know, will creep up in moments of newness and maybe a little bit of stress. So, you know, right before this happened, we were going into the holidays and there was, you know, some family drama in part of my family world. And it was hard. It was hard to keep everything in balance, you know, there for a little while. So a lot of those insecurities then come up when, and we go back to old patterns when we're under a little bit of stress or things are being a little bit, you know, unbalanced. So I was able to catch it really quickly and remind myself that if I serve from love and my heart is in the right place, there is nothing I can't accomplish. And so I feel really good again about saying yes to that and being able to say yes to whatever experiences come from that. I love being empowered and I love feeling confident. And I feel most confident when I'm serving from my heart and I follow my inspiration, even when it doesn't make sense. And so that's where I'm living right now, in this space of opening myself up to the universe and answering by saying yes if I'm in alignment with that, and continuing to serve people wherever I'm pulled to serve. And then I don't have to worry about, you know, any kind of how am I going to do it. I just know that if I am chosen to be the one to do this, then I know that I'm going to be, you know, it's all going to work out. You know, the steps will be there. The things will happen. So when you're setting an intention, be really clear with yourself that part of this derailment of, you know, the past resolutions wasn't just that you might have set the bar too high, although sometimes we do, but it could also be from the mind gremlins that you've never cleared. That goes back to thinking about getting a coach, because when you haven't cleared old resentments and regrets and rejections, or you continue to say the same downing kind of comments like, well, I'm always like this. I don't expect myself to change, or I don't think I'll ever learn how to do that. You know, sometimes we don't hear ourselves. We don't hear ourselves putting ourselves down and belittling ourselves and keeping ourselves in that box. But someone else can hear those words and call us out on it. And as we get called out on it enough, then we start to catch it ourselves. So one of the things that I do under stress, or when I'm, you know, wanting to kind of make everybody happy, is I'll say something important, but I'll laugh after it. So it might be something really vulnerable for me, or it might be something that I have to say to another person, and I'll laugh after I say it. And that's my own internal stress, but it's also my way of trying to like smooth everything out and make everybody happy. I had no idea that I was doing that until my coach questioned me about it one day. I was talking to her, and she said, you know what I've realized is that every time you talk about this, you laugh right after. Where do you think that's coming from? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm just a happy person, but I'm not just always a happy person. Sometimes when I'm saying something really personal that's hurt me in the past, or that, you know, is bothering me, I laugh as a release of anxiety or vulnerability, and to kind of smooth things out. Well, now I know that about myself. Now, every time I laugh, I'm not doing that. But there are certain times when it's more powerful, when it's caught, then I know that I'm doing it for that reason. So I had to be caught by her several times before I started catching it myself. And then I'd say, I just laughed after that. That must be important. And we'll go back and we'll look at it again. So, you know, releasing those old stories or beliefs, those core beliefs, like I can't I can't have money, or you have to work hard to get the money, or, you know, we're only lucky one time, and once we're lucky, we're not going to be lucky again. Whatever old messages you received from, you know, people who were important to you as you were growing up, you may not consciously think about those core beliefs anymore, but they're there. And to challenge those, to be able to work those through, to release those, is the way we move forward. And you need to be able to look carefully at those things and tease them out, because it's what's stopping us from being all that we can be. And we definitely want to be all that we can be. So as you're setting intentions for 2019, I want you to get clear about setting an attainable intention. I'm not saying that you can't, you know, get $1 million. I mean, my goodness, you know, people win the lottery all the time. But is that what your heart wants? It's what your mind wants. Your mind wants a lot of money, because we think in very small boxes, and sometimes we can't think about how money is going to flow to you unless you just have a big chunk of it given to you. You're like, I work for this wage. I work for minimum wage. I don't have any advancement available to me. There's no way that I'm going to be able to make that much money in my whole life. I could work every day, 7 days a week, all day long, 24 hours a day, and I will never make $1 million. And that may be true for you as you sit looking at your experience from where you're looking. However, the universe doesn't look at it that way. The universe can bring you money from expected and unexpected places. And it's that unexpected place that is the universal gift. So yeah, if you look at it from an earth brain that calculates money on a calculator and you come up with what your net worth is going to be every month, well, you know what? That's a small box, because there's an abundance of money in the universe. And there are amazing opportunities that we don't even know about, but we've also not opened ourselves up for. So you might say, well, I've never been that lucky. It's not luck. It's intention. So if you set the intention to have an open mind, if you set an intention to watch your thoughts, you know, I'm going to be more mindful of what words I say out loud, or I'm going to, you know, ask my tribe, you know, my peeps, the ones that I hang out with, hey, if you guys hear me say this, like, I can't do that, or I'll never be good at that, catch me, you know, point it out to me, challenge me. I want to change that. I want to stop talking negative and bring more abundance into my life, or whatever it is that your intention is. So you set an intention, and then make sure that you can clarify some steps to lean into that intention and go toward it. I'm not discounting that I'm going to win millions, or that millions will find me, or that I will be in the right place at the right time. It happens all the time. There are so many times that I'm in the right place at the right time, or I've said yes to the right thing, and looking back, it turned out to be the best thing I possibly could have chosen to do. So I always know that my life is working out for me. I sometimes get scared to death of things that I do, or I, you know, I try to sometimes, you know, undo it. Like I think, oh my gosh, you know, why did I say yes to that? And now I'm scared or I'm nervous. But that's my brain just trying to go back to old patterns. And that's another opportunity for me to take my skills and move myself through that little drama and get to the other side. And when I get to the other side, I am so much more powerful than I was right before that. So every feeling, every thought, every action is either leading me toward my best life or pulling me back to the box. And I'm too claustrophobic to go back to the box. I don't want to be in the box. I want to live a large life full of love and heart-centered opportunities and being abundant in my heart, being abundant in my wallet. There is nothing wrong with money. Money is a way to be, you know, generous. It's a way to be, you know, have the things that you desire. There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong is when we demonize it, or when we say, I'll never have enough, or I've never made enough, or I'm not going to make enough. Those comments kick you out of the opportunity that is there for you, because we are all here to be happy and loving and kind and live the life that we were intended to live. So what stops you? What is putting you back in the box? What words are you saying? What thoughts are you thinking? What have you been taught? What are the core beliefs that you've been taught about how valuable you are? Or what are the core beliefs that you've been taught about whether or not you can accomplish something that you want? If you want to accomplish something, you first have to expect that you will. You have to believe that you will. And is that a core belief, that I really can't do it? I'll never be able to do it? That's where you need some clarification. So if you are interested this year to really kick 2019 out of the box and transform your life, consider a coach. And if you want to be in a coaching relationship with me and you are really invested, I am looking for the most invested people that I can find. I'm not saying that you have to have it all together before you get to me. I'm saying I want you to be all in. I want you to say, I am all in. I've not been able to do this on my own yet. And so I'm gonna get somebody to focus me and support me and kick me in the buttocks when I need it. And I'm going to move forward in 2019. I am all in. I am ready to transform my life. You need to connect with me because we can take that journey together. And I want you to awaken your heart and awaken the possibilities within you so that you can live your best life yet. I am so excited to have you on this podcast with me. And I am so excited that this journey is available to you. And all you need to do is you can find me on Facebook, and in the subject to Messenger, you can say, I am all in, or I want a coach, or help me. or you can reach me on my email, secondchances@embarkmail.com. I hope to hear from you and start this journey with you, because 2019 is here, and let's set some intentions. Let's get rid of some old core beliefs and let's move forward. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day.